Good morning. You've had a long day. I hope you're not overloaded with Torah. I have an unusual topic. I spoke to a number of people yesterday in shul. They said, "We understand you're speaking at yeshiva. What's your topic?" I said, "Women and Brit Milah." And they thought I was making a joke. I am not joking because I want to get to certain fundamentals about Judaism. And this talk is both halacha and hashkafa, both law and Jewish thought. I found it fascinating for many years always to notice something, and people don't seem to be intrigued by it. They don't seem to ask a question. As a rabbi, I have been at hundreds, thousands of Brit Milah, and invariably you get this. The joke, amongst the other jokes that I can't repeat, the joke is, it's a gibong ayid. Beforehand he was a guy, and now that he has a bris, he is a Jew. This is the defining moment of turning someone into a Jew. Indeed, in terms of conversion, when someone joins our people, if he is a male, mila and tvila. Female, only tvila. What happened to Mila? You say to me, "Rabbi, don't be foolish. It's not physically possible." Then why do you say that a little boy who was born is not fully Jewish until he has a Brit? If Brit is the definition of a Jew, if Brit is the sign of a Jew, why is this sign given only to men? And the answer can't simply be because physically it's impossible, for God could have chosen another organ, another way to demonstrate the fact that you have an oath, a sign that makes you a Jew. It seems rather remarkable. And when we will go through the entire story of Brit Milah in halacha, I think we'll come up with a fascinating answer. So let us begin first with the page that, due to the people who Xeroxed it, doesn't have a heading. It is the Gemara in Kiddushin of Chof Tes Amid Aleph, 29a. And it is this Gemara that outlines the crucial halachic differences between men and women. The Mishnah in its original language is somewhat unclear, and the Gemara then has to define exactly what is being said. It talks about the halakhic relationship between parents and children and says in the Mishnah, Kol mitzvahs habein ala av, all mitzvahs son on father, anoshim chayavim, men are obligated, anoshim peturot, and women are exempt. Now, when you say mitzvahs habein ala av, it's not quite clear. Do you mean the mitzvahs that a child has towards the parent, and we're going to therefore say that there are a number of laws that are only for men, that is to say for the boys to the parents and not for the women? And the Gemara discards that interpretation. Because if, for example, you were to speak of kibbutz ba'aim, then who is obligated in kibbutz ba'aim? Both boys and girls. So obviously you're not talking about from this generation up, from children to parents. The Gemara then clarifies what we mean is, and here, where I have it bracketed, which is the correct shot, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means. Kol mitzvahs habein hamutelas al ha'av. All mitzvahs concerning the child that are placed on the father, parental responsibility towards a child, lasos livno, to do for his son, anashim chayavim anashim peturat. That's only on the men, on the father. The women are exempt. And Tanina, this is what we had learned, the Hodetan Rabbanan, and we have a list. The list is fascinating, and each one of them deserves a Yom Iyun, but we are concerned with the first of them. Let's read the list, but I'll emphasize the one that we're talking about. Ha'av Chayev Bibno, the father is the one who is obligated towards his son, Lamolo, to circumcise him. The father has a chiyuv to circumcise his son. It is his mitzvah, not the mother's chiyuv. I just said that phrase, quickly, not the mother's chiyuv. We will have to clarify that to a great extent. But simply put, the father must circumcise his son. The Brisa continues with the other obligations, which are not our topic today. Livdoso to do pijana ben, lambda Torah to teach him Torah, lashi isha to see that he gets married, lambda umnas to teach him a trade, and the famous ending, the ashomrim and some say aflashit b'mayim to teach him to swim. All of these fascinating, not our subject. Skip three lines. The one that's relevant for us. Lamolo minolan. To circumcise him, how do we know? Now, the how do we know has a part A and a part B. How do we know what? A, that the father is obligated, and B, how do we know that the mother is not obligated? We're saying that this is a chiyuv on the father and not on the mother. Lemolo minolan, diksiv as it's written, vayomol Abraham es Yitzchak beno. Now, clearly, this is only a proof for which part of the equation. We're quoting a pasuk that Abraham circumcised his son. Well, one of them had to do it. This does not yet exclude women. It simply indicates that there is an obligation on the father. Actually, it doesn't even prove that, because it's a story, and it's Kodah Matan Torah, and the Gemara will deal with that question. This simply says that Abraham did it, but we will see. There is a source that makes clear that he had to do it, and that we then have to do it the way he did it. Now, I want you to watch this very carefully, because this will become significant later on. The father has the obligation to circumcise his son. V'hecha delo ma'ala avuha. And where the father does not circumcise him, machayve beidina lemimale, then the bet din, representing the Jewish community, representing all Jews, have an obligation to circumcise him, diksiv as it is written collectively to Klal Yisrael, himolochem kol zachar, circumcise every man. So I'd like to make a chart, but I don't have a blackboard. We're going to find that there are three levels with regard to the chiyuv of Brit Milah. When we said the father has to do it, what did we mean by that? The father has the primary obligation. The father comes first. It is his mitzvah. So much so, for example, and Forshim discussed this, if a family, they have a child, father's supposed to do this. Another Jew says, there's great mitzvah here. He grabs the kid and either circumcises himself or gets him old to do it, and he grabs the mitzvah away from the father. There is a financial penalty. He has removed the mitzvah from the one who has this mitzvah. The father is primary, is number one. But if the father doesn't circumcise him, or if there is no father, if there are no parents, and there's a Jewish child who needs a bris, what did the Gemara just tell us now? Level two is an obligation, a secondary, next step obligation for Klal Yisrael, which comes from what pasuk? Himolachem kol zachar. All of you being everybody, himolachem kol zachar. Does the everybody include women or not? In other words, was the mother excluded from priority one, or was she excluded totally from the obligation to circumcise a child? Any child is not made clear here. I could very well suggest that when we said the mother is not obligated, it is the priority of the father, what we are saying is, in terms of the parents, daddy goes first. He has first dibs. But once you leave the parental realm to category number two, an echiv of Klal Yisrael, why is she not a member of Klal Yisrael? So for the time being, I would say that is correct. And then number three, v'heicha delo mo'ala beidina, and where the Beit Din did not circumcise him, mechayiv ihu lemimhol nafshe. He is obligated to circumcise himself. Diksiv, as it is written, the Oral Zachar Shalo Yimel Sara Lasa Benichersa, and a person, a male, who is could not have had his flesh of his arlo circumcised, he shall be cut off. Terrible punishment. He has his punishment of Koresh, which means, therefore, what? What's level three? A young boy is born. His father didn't circumcise him. Number two was, who was supposed to see to it? The Beit Din, collective, Klal Yisrael, anybody. Nobody did it. It's in Russia. Nobody was, people were afraid to do it. Nobody got to do it. He grows up. He's 13 years old. He becomes a Baal Tshuva. He learns. He knows he's supposed to be circumcised. Then he has a chiyuv to do it himself. That's level number three from the third pasuk that Aharon Zachar, otherwise you get kares. Now, says the Gemara, answering the other question and the other part of the equation. The father has priority. All you taught me was, from the verse of Avraham, that Avraham did it. All right, he chose to do it. What if Sarah would have done it? And if there is a chiyuv on a parent to circumcise a child, if the chiyuv for Brit Milah is on a parent for obvious reasons, why does this mitzvah, I want you to think about this for a moment, why is this mitzvah different than any other mitzvah? Why is it not incumbent on the person who is involved? The answer is obvious. Since this mitzvah, by definition, is an eight-day-old chiyuv, when you're 8 days old, you can't circumcise yourself. So, therefore, level number three cannot take effect until your bar mitzvah, but we want you to be circumcised at day eight. It must be given to somebody else. It is given to parents. Better put, level number one, it is given to the parent, it is given to the father. Now, asks the Gemara, Ihi she minolan delo mechaiba. How do we know that she, who is the she?
The
mother. How do we know that she is not obligated? Diksiv, as it is written. Now, Avraham did this, kasher tziva oso Elokim, as God commanded him, oso velo osa. This is a limud Torah Shema Peh accepts it. This is the way the verse was to be interpreted and explained. As God commanded him, extra word, him, and not her. Not for the woman. She is excluded because of this verse. Now, we're going to have to move a lot. We're going to have to do a lot. So I would appreciate it.
If that's a woman who's circumcised.
Of course. Now, I'm going to explain. Now, you see, you're a little too anxious because you're so excited about the subject. But obviously, we're going to get to Tzipporah and we'll get to everything understood, clear. But I want to do it the way... See, whoever wrote the Gemara used a lot of logic and did it in this order for a reason. Now, this is a Xeris HaKosuf. There's no reason given for this. Has anyone come up with a reason? I must tell you that years and years ago, I heard a reason, but I don't remember the source. I've looked for it afterwards. It's a wonderful possible explanation. We could do even without an explanation because that's what the Torah says. But I have a very good svara. And the svara is as follows. This is a mitzvah that can only be done once. When I was a little boy, they didn't ask me. They couldn't ask me. But they did the mitzvah for me. Have I ever fulfilled the mitzvah? In a certain sense, yes, because it's done to me. But I never did it with consciousness as a decision, as a choice. I want to have a Brit Milah. In terms of level number three, where a child did not have a Brit Milah performed on him, and then he has the chiyuv, he of course is doing it with full knowledge and intent as his mitzvah. Now, I never was able to do the mitzvah because I can't redo it. It's done. And I was an eight-day-old kid. The assumption was that I approved, but I never validated that assumption until I have a child, and when I have a son, and I then say, Ayid nos ho ma bris, and my son has to have a bris, I am confirming my own bris, and I'm making a bracha on the bris for him, which then allows me to fulfill to the ultimate level, so to speak, to complete the bris that I had, which may be the rationale for saying, with regard to parent, pick the father to give him this opportunity to finally do a bris with conscious choice making. Good. But the law is him and not her. Tell me again why. Because there's a special limud oso velo oso. Asks Tosfos and all the Rishonim a fascinating question. We don't need a special limud because women are exempt from a certain type of mitzvah. What mitzvah are they exempt from? A mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Any mitzvah that is time determined, a woman is automatically exempt. When is bris? Day 8. To me, that sounds like it is time determined. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Ask Tosfos on the left bottom. Oso velo oso, v'yim tomar, lomali kro. What do I need a pasuk for? Which pasuk again? Tell me. Oso velo oso. Typically, deduce this simply, mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's a mitzvah saseh determined by time. Shenimo b'shmini lelidoso, because he is circumcised on the eighth day of his birth. B'nashim b'turus, and therefore women are automatically exempt from the mitzvah. The Yesh Lomar says tells us an interesting answer. Kevan de miyom hashmini b'hola ein lo hefsik lazman grama hu. Since from the eighth day on, there is no longer a hefsik, the obligation, once it starts, is an ongoing, continuous obligation, then it's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. What's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama? Something that is determined by time on a regular basis. On, off, on, off, on, off. Depends on what time, whether you're chayiv. The fact that a brit milah is for the eighth day is because, prior to that, he's not a hefsik, so Shall Mila is not one who is capable of being circumcised. Circumcision first is incumbent on a child from day 8, but from day 8 it is a constant. It's ongoing, and therefore it's no longer a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That's Tosus's answer. Asks Tosus v'im tomar, wait a second, akati mitzvah saseh shazman grama hi de'ein molin ela b'yom. Wait a second. This isn't on-off halacha. It's true it begins on day 8 and it's for the rest of your life, that if you haven't had a bris yet, you must have a bris, but at night time you do not have a circumcision. So on by day 8, then off, then on, then off, that makes it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Says Tosus, kvetching a little bit, v'yesh lomar, da'ashi k'mand yamahosim d'mila shalob zman anahegis v'em b'yom v'em b'layla. Then this Gemara can only come out according to the Mandi Yomar, who says that a brit mila after the correct day, after day 8, can in fact be done, is in fact obligatory both by day and both by night. Then that restricts this limud to only one view, which may not even be the halachically correct view. That's very peculiar. So therefore, the Rishonim, if you turn a page, please, turn one page, and take a look on the left-hand side, Encyclopedia Talmudis. I prefer to do it this way, because in this way we will get a summary of the genius of the Rishonim in terms of answering this question. They had to answer this question before we could move. The question, again, why does the mother have to be excluded from her role as priority to circumcise her child from the verse Oso and not Osa? She's excluded from this whole category anyway because it is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So, in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, when they summarize this category, Ha'isha p'tura limalad b'na, woman, mother is exempt from circumcising her son. Shenamar, as it says, Kasher tziva oso Elohim, oso below oso. And the afapi, even though she mitzvah saseh shazman grama, she ain't no nimalala vishmini le'edosa, for he's not circumcised other than the eighth day from his birth. Vegam ein molam ela bayom. And even if you were to say, ein molam bayom, mikol makum hutzachel lelimud meyuchat potra, nevertheless, you need an extra limud to exempt her. Lefisha achre yom shmini, because after the eighth day, ein lo hefsik. there is no stop. And even though there are some who hold that you circumcise even at night, the oath shekol p'tur zeh shenoshim p'turas b'mitzvah zeh shaman grama eina ela b'mitzvah shebeguf ha'odam av b'mitzvah she'odam mitzvah l'cherem ein p'turas mitam zeh. This is absolutely brilliant, and this is the answer of Ramban and the Ritva. A woman is exempt from every mitzvah sasechas man grama, meaning that mitzvah does not apply to her. But we're not talking about a mitzvah that applies to her. We're talking about a mitzvah that applies to her child. And her child is a boy. And that boy is not bounded by the category of mitzvah sasechas man grama. And therefore, she should have an obligation. The obligation should be perfectly in order for her with regard to her child who has the chiyuv, because Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama has nothing to do with him as a male. That's brilliant. That's the Ramban and the Ritva. The Ode, further, another answer. Shebemila she'en kiyume elapam achas, with regard to Brit Mila, whose fulfillment is only possible, obviously, one time in life. Ein halayla poter, that nighttime does not say that you're exempt from the mitzvah, ela mafsik. It is an interruption in the ability to fulfill the mitzvah, shalomacha, because on the next day, chalalav osa ha-chiyav atzmo. The next day you're chayav that very same chiyav. You have the very same obligation to perform. Olochen ena b'chla mitzvah seshaz man grama, ki tefillin ha-kiyotza. It has nothing to do like tefillin, shalomacha chalav chiyav chodesh, where tefillin, the next day you have a new chiyav. Here it's the same chiyav. Again, that's the Ramban, the Ritva. And finally, oh, because Mishum Shemile Yesh Onus Chorus V'Chamur Rabbi Yosef, Tosfos Megillah says, because the Chiyuv for violation is so strong, it's Chorus, Mitzvah Saseshas Man Grama is not a Ptur. Whichever reason we use, it is clear, Mitzvah Saseshas Man Grama would not have done the job to exempt, to make Potter a woman, a mother, from giving her child a Brit Mila. However, don't get lost here, she is exempt because of the verse that we quoted. The verse being, again last time, Oso, him, velo Osa, and not her. The Gemara takes care of one little difficulty which I want to mention so that we don't leave it with that question. That was Avraham. That was Avraham, and that was Kodim Matan Torah. So, says the Gemara right after the bracket, I just want to show you, Ashkechan miyad ledorot midolon. Ashkechan, we find miyad that this was true immediately for Abraham, but ledorot for future generations. How do we know that this is the rule? And the Gemara answers, because kolmok mishenem atzav eina elazoris miyad ledorot. When the Gemara uses the expression tzav, commanded, commanded is meant to imply always for the future. So the fact that it says in this story that God commanded Abraham, that is for us as well. Now, all of this discusses what aspect of the question of Brit Mila is the mother obligated or not? And we have concluded based on a verse that she is not obligated. The question that we didn't raise at all is she allowed to do it? Can she perform a Brit Mila? Can a woman be a Moel? You will ask me, doesn't the fact that you're discussing whether she's obligated automatically imply that she can? Not necessarily, as I will show you. But we go to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and that's the next Amud, Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, and we find a fascinating question. Where the bracket is first. Itmar. Minayin lamila b'ovi kachovim shehi psula. How do we know that a non-Jew cannot perform a Brit Mila? This would relate to the question so often, right? We're taking him to a doctor. He'll get a bris. A surgeon will do it. There's a great surgeon. He's not Jewish, but so what? The action will take place. How do we know that that is not valid? Minayin lamila ba'obed kochavim shehi pesula, that it is possible. Doraba pop mishmei de Rav Omar. Doraba pop in the name of Rav says, v'ato et briti tishmor, and you, my covenant, shall observe. And you, and the text continues, ulazarecha acharecha, and your children after you. You must fulfill, you and those like you. You, Jews. Rabbi Yochanan gives a different reason why a goy cannot do a brit milah. It says himo yimo, which seemingly is a redundancy, says circumcised should be circumcised. We will read it, Rashi explains in our letter space, hamol yimo. Please listen very carefully. This is the crux of the shir now coming up. Hamol yimo. He who is circumcised may circumcise. If you're circumcised yourself, then you can circumcise. What did the Marjus do? Give you two opinions to tell you why the circumcision performed by an Ovid Chachamim is not valid. Asks the Gemara, my benayu. What the question really is what halachic difference does it make, which you base it upon, on which verse you base the exclusion of a non-Jew to be able to perform a bris on? He can't do it, so he can't do it. Why are you making such a to-do over this? So we jump, the Gemara first tries to say something else, and here we come to what we're looking for. Elo, you see the next bracketed part, Elo Ika Benayu Isha. The difference between which verse you use to exclude a guy is the key to whether a woman is kosher to, is suitable for, is permitted to perform a brit milah. In what way? Ika Benayu Isha. Laman diomer, according to the one who says, Viato, and you as Briti Tishmar, you and those like you. Leka. You have a bris to perform. Anyone like you, perform a bris. She cannot perform a bris. Di isha la bas milahu, because a woman is not in the category of fulfilling this mitzvah for herself. Ulaman diomer, however, according to the one who learns, himo yimo, he who is circumcised may circumcise, ika, then it is possible, de isha, because a woman, kimanda mihala damya, a woman is as if she is circumcised. What in the world does that mean? A woman is as if she is circumcised. So if the key consideration is himo, yimo, hamol, yimo, someone who is circumcised, one can do it. If it is contrary-wise, yates brisi tishmar, she didn't do the bris. What's going on here? I dare suggest the following. This machlokas between Rav and Rav Yochanan is the key to an understanding of the mitzvah of Brit Milah, and is already reflected in a machloket in a Mishnah between Tanoim, and subsequently becomes the machloket amongst Rishonim as to the rationale for Brit Milah. This is the part you really want to listen to carefully. A man has to have a bris. And a bris is a very important thing. And a bris makes you a Jew. What is that mitzvah? Is it because a man has a flaw? It is called arla. You must remove that flaw. You have to remove that flaw, and once it's removed, you are circumcised. Does a woman have that flaw? A woman doesn't have an arla, she doesn't have a penis, she's not in the category of someone who has to remove a flaw. Or you might learn that Brit Milah is not the removal of a flaw, but rather what? An improvement, the creation of a positive act which defines us in a way that makes a covenant between ourselves and with God. I need to clarify that a little bit more because I need to answer a question. And for this, I'm going to use Rabbi Soloveitchik. And one of Rabbi Soloveitchik's all-time greatest drushes, I remember hearing it when I was 22 years old, and I rushed home to write down every word of it that I could remember. It was absolutely, made a tremendous impact on me. Perhaps Brit Milah, number A, is remove a flaw. I understand. So the very first thing that you're doing is saying what? That the child is born imperfect, and that you are going to what? Perfect it. Isn't that a terrible thing to say? Yeah, that in fact is what one of the emperors said to Rabbi Akiva, story in the Midrash. You Jews are crazy people. You get a child and the first thing you do is you snip something off. In other words, you're telling God, I can do better. The first thing you do is to alter, to change what God has created. Said Rabbi Soloveitchik, indeed. What is the significance and what is the hashkafa and what is the message of Brit Milah? I must do this otherwise I don't know the words. Asher Baro Elohim, which God created, La'asos, says the Talmud Yerushalmi. What do we learn from here? What does that mean, which God created, La'asos? God created the world imperfect, La'asot, to continue to be done and worked upon by whom? By us. In order to perfect it, because here is the language of the Yerushalmi, we are to be shutaf im HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'maseh bereshit. Partner with God in the act of creation. A partner with God means that it is not forbidden to improve the world, it is mandatory. What philosophy or what theology does this go against? Christian Science. What is the philosophy of Christian Science? If God made the person sick, then he should be sick. How dare you use medicines and try to doctor him and heal him? If God would want to make him well, he would be well. How dare you interfere with the will of God? Taking that to an extreme, you can denounce all of science. If God would have wanted man to fly, there were people who said so. He would have given man wings. Do you know that when they built the Panama Canal, there were people of religion, not Jews, who said, if God would have wanted the continents separated, he would have made them separated. How dare you? If God would have wanted, there is the first plastic surgeon is Tagliacci, and the church exhumed his body because he did a terrible thing, because if God would have wanted a person to be altered in appearance, he would have done so. How dare you alter a person's appearance? And in fact, there were people of religion. You can look up the most famous scholar in the world, Rabbi Google, and you will find it. When the first umbrella was invented, there were people who condemned its use because if God didn't want you to get wet, it wouldn't be raining. Do you understand the stream within this? Anytime you do something to alter what is, you are making a statement. For those who believe it is forbidden, you are making the statement that what God has created or what God has decreed, you can improve upon. And that's forbidden. And when they asked the Rambam the question, how can you be a doctor? If God would have wanted people well, he would not have made them sick. What was his answer? How would you express the answer? If God wouldn't want me to heal him, he wouldn't have created the medicines or given me the intelligence to heal him, but God made me a co-partner with him. And in fact, change from the way it was to be improved is the definition of the chiyuv of man. Said the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, And for that reason, when is Brit Mila? God created the world the week of creation. That's 7 days. That was God's job. And then what did he say to us? Now you continue to perfect, to improve, and Brit Mila is on day 8. How is Brit Mila introduced in the Torah? God said to Abram, Ani kel Shakai, shin dalet yud. I am the God Shakai she'omar dad, who at a certain point in creation said, what does the word "die" mean?
Enough.
I halted creation. I could have brought it to its ultimate end, but then I would have done it. But I don't want to do it all. I want a covenant with you, a pact shutfim together. What do you call a covenant, a pact, a deal where two people play a role? Brit. 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 And Brit is the definition of the covenant, which says, don't just accept it the way it is, perfect it, continue it, keep on going, because you're a partner with me. Watch. Take a look, please, at, turn the page, that would be, if you count every page, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Talmud Bavli, Masechet Nedarim. There is a machlokas when they discuss Brit Mila in the Mishnah, in the Dorim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Me'usa hi ha'arla, Shenidganu barashan, Shenema ki kala goyim arelim. How disgusting is the arla, that which we have to remove, Shenema ki kala goyim arelim. All the goyim are arelim. They are non-circumcised. They're walking around with a flaw. Shenizganu barishoim rishoim think that that's a good thing because that's the way they were created. Terrible. Get rid of the arla. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Gidola mila shenichosela shalshesa brisos. Rabbi Shmuel does not emphasize the removal of the bad, but what does he stress? The conscious act of creating a Brit, which is a positive statement. In other words, if I were to do the line here as the default position, this is normal. Now, how would you learn Pshat? How does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learn Pshat? Me'usa hi ha'arla. Here is normal. A person, man, is born with arla. Get rid of it! It's disgusting. That's bad. Bring yourself up to the level here. And who in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah holds that shot? The Man D'Yomar who said what? Himo Yimo, Hamo Yimo, and is willing to include whom, therefore, in the ability to perform a Brit Mila, a woman, because a woman is, quote, circumcised. What do you mean by it? Circumcised. In what way is she circumcised? She does not have the arla. Very good. That's if you learn, as he does, me'usa hi ha'arla. So here's the default line. Arla is a terrible thing. Get rid of it. Come up to here. What if this is the norm? What if there's nothing wrong with arla per se? Not if me'usa hi ha'arla, but gedola hi ha'mila, meaning that you want to be a Jew. You should bring yourself up to a higher level by performing an act which raises you, elevates you, which makes you one plus. Woman can't do that. She doesn't have the physical capacity. She is excluded from that. And therefore, she cannot do that mitzvah for anybody else. She is not in Viato et Briti Tishmar, and you, my Brit, shall observe. If you will look on the page where you just had the Gemara in Nedarim, look at Mishroshei HaMitzvah, where it's a sefer that brings down the various sources in Rishonim for Tamei HaMitzvah. I selected that because he does it very succinctly. Now, if you take a look at Beis first, let me do number 2 first, where he's quoting from Mor Nevuchim Lo HaRambam. And what does the Rambam say? Hamila etzli echad mitameho mila by me, in my mind. One of its reasons, lama'et tavat hamishkal, o lahachlish zeha ever, kefi hayacholet, at sheyimot b'masa hazeh. What is he saying? He is further defining what the problem of Arla is. Arla is going to turn you into a sex-crazed person. Arla is going to make your life revolve too much around your sexuality. In order to diminish the sexual drive, that's why God did Brit Milah. Which category is the Rambam using? Of the two that we have suggested, either there's improvement or the removal of a flaw. Removal of flaw, right? There's a flaw. There's a bad thing. You have this bad thing. Women don't have this. Okay. This would be in accord with the view of Himmel Yimel. The Chinuch, however, says as follows. Look at Aleph. Rotz Hashem Yisbarach Likvo Ba'am. God wanted to establish in the nation, Asher Hivdilias Nikar Shmo, who were separated to be called on his name, Os Kavua Begufam, a special sign that would be attached to their bodies. Lahavdilam Mishar Ho'amim Betzurs, to make them different from other nations, Betzurs Gufam, in the form of their bodies. Kemoshehe Muvdalim Mehem Betzurs Nafshosehem, just as their souls are different. He believes we have different neshamas, higher level of kedusha. Now, on the body, you can't see that. Do something with the body that indicates the higher level of kedusha. V'nikva ha-hevdel begol tazohov, and this difference is then going to be created in the organ that is responsible for what? Lefisha husiba lekim hamin, because the organ in which Brit Milah is to be performed is responsible for kiyum hamin, translate, perpetuation of the species, survival of all of us. Movaches b'tashem tzuras haguf. So, for this reason, Brit Milah is made, that a Jew should be kadosh, not only in an internal way, which is not visible, but in a visible manner. Which, of course, would exclude women from that category and would leave us with the question, and why did God do something for men that would demonstrate this uniqueness and this Jewishness that women don't have? I'll get to that in a moment. I just want to solve two short things. If you go back to page number, the page right before, I just don't want to leave you hanging with this question. Where the bottom Tosva says, Isha lav bat milahi. There was a machlokis, remember, which verse do you use? And tell me again, Rav is the one who used which one? V'yato et briti tishmar. And therefore women are excluded. And Rav Yochanan says, himo yimo, and therefore they are included. Says Tosos, Yesh Lifsa Karav, we should pass him like Rav, the Ein Yishok Sheryl Limo, woman is not kosher to her. The Afagav Rav Rav Yochanan, normally Halacha Rav Yochanan, and Baha Halacha Karav. Here the Halacha is like Rav, the Bryce, the Rav Yehuda Anosi, Kim Kwezi. He says, for a reason here, Abel, Bahag Posak, however, the Hilchus Gedolus passing is the Yishok Sheryl Limo. So he's saying it's Machlokas. But now he asks this great question. Ula Rav the Omar Eina Kishero Limo, according to Rav, who says a woman is not suitable, she's not allowed to circumcise, Sarach Lafarish Pepera Kamada Kedushin, that we would have to explain in the first paragraph of Kedushin, the Masach Oso, the Lo Oso, where they require the verse Oso, and to exclude Oso, the Midrash Tatisha She'ena Chayevis Limo, that she is not obligated to circumcise her son. I don't understand, what do you need a verse to exclude her? She can't do it, she's not allowed to do it. It means Hainu Levakesh Lemrala. Then you would have to say that excluding her means that she is not even obligated on level two to seek anyone to circumcise her son. If you can't exclude her from level one because she's automatically excluded because she can't do it, so you don't need to tell me that she is not chayef to do it. She can't do it. She's not allowed to do it. It's that she is not obligated to seek someone. Now, if you turn to page, let's see, the last page. Very fascinating that in the Benchin we have a problem. The Gemara Bracha says that anyone who does not say in Birkas HaOretz Torah and Brit doesn't fulfill the Benchin. Now, what is Torah and Brit? Al brischa shechasam dobiv sorenu v'atoroscha shalimadatanu. Says the Shulchan Aruch on top, im lo hiskav Birkas HaOretz Brit Torah. If you left out one of them, you have to go back. You're not Yotze. Hagah, Ramon. V'noshim v'avadim lo yomer bris v'torah. And women should not say bris v'torah. V'shem l'avnei bris ninu. They're not b'nei bris. He doesn't mention the Torah part. They're not b'nei bris. And therefore they shouldn't say al brischa shechasamta b'sereinu. Do you women say al brischa shechasamta b'sereinu? It's amazing. The Ramah says you shouldn't say it, and the Minag is in Klal Yisrael that you do say it. So the Mogen Avram is astounded by the Minag. How come the Minag says you do say it, and on what does the Minag rely? So he says, if you see the underlined part, V'tzarechin, but I don't understand, Ama samku akshav anoshim omra. On what do women rely today to say it? He says, with regard to Taras Choshen Maratonu, I don't have a problem with that, because they are chayiv in mitzvahs that they are chayiv, so certainly they could say that, but I don't understand how they could say Brisko Shamta Serenu. And then he brings somebody who says, maybe because Ishto Kegufo, when the man has a brit, and they could say it for that reason. That's very shach. It says Al Brisko Shamta Serenu. So he says, we're underlined. The old and more, Amrina B'Avodah Salilim, Gemara B'Avodah Zarah, what we just said, Lamandi Amahimo Yimo, only according to the one who says that the key is Himo Yimo, Hamo Yimo, he was circumcised, may circumcise. And what did the Gemara say? And therefore, a woman can circumcise others because she is circumcised. What a remarkable concept, which only makes sense if we say circumcision is removal of a flaw, and she doesn't have the flaw in the first place. Therefore, she is as good as a man before. The man after the bris gets to be as good as a woman was before a bris. She didn't need it. Himo yimo itches the command of Muladame. However, Maniama ata esprisi nashim la b'nei bris ninim. I understand. According to the other one, they're not b'nei bris. Imken efsher, according to him, efsher is possible that bris kusham b'sreni yachon lomen command of Muladame. That since it's a machlokis, that women can say this phrase according to the mandiyama who says, look at the phrase, look at the power of that phrase though. A brischa shechasamta b'sereinu, on your bris that you have sealed in our flesh. And you are saying now, and all the women here said that you say it, and the minig is that you say it, and my mother said it, and I don't know who doesn't say it or didn't say it. We say it because we paskin that it is like the mandioma himo yimo, which means they are commanded mohala dummy, which means that therefore a woman is kosher to circumcise because himo yimo hamo yimo, which is why the Rambam paskins hakosher limo and the Shulchan Aruch paskins hakosher limo. I'd like to add one insight. Which is a chiddush. You may feel free to disagree with it, but I think that's a remarkable addendum. Now, the man has the chiyuv. He has a flaw. What does he learn by fulfilling this chiyuv? What does bris teach the man? That men can be a co-partner with God in the act of creation. Correct? Anikel Shakai, Hisalech Lefonai Veheye Tamim. Walk with me and become perfect, perfect the world. Without the concept of Brit, we would not be allowed to do anything. We would not be allowed to be co-creators with God because God did the job and he finished. The fact that he said, I'm done would mean, and that's what I consider perfect, so don't touch anything. And that would not allow any change. So Brit Milah tells men via his reproductive organ, it's not finished yet. I need you to be a partner with me in co-creating the world. Here's my fetish. A woman, by definition, because she gives birth, has built into her own body the concept of being a co-creator with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A woman gives birth and hence achieves within herself, achieves because she's created that way, the very same thing that we want to achieve conceptually according to the Rav via what Brit Mila is supposed to teach us. It's not over. Creation isn't over. Continue to create and be a co-creator with me. In fact, therefore, this would be the ultimate tribute to women. What started out as a huge question, here is something that men do that defines them religiously, spiritually. You're a Jew. Women, you don't have a bris, so what? You're not Jewish? Chassid Shalom. Look at this expression, Kamandam Ola Dama. So it almost reminds me, and because the time is over, I'll finish with this line. Heard it from a woman. It's a little too strong, but it's a cute ending to this. God created Adam, first man. And then he looked at Adam and he said, you know, I think I can do better. And then he created woman. Isha does not have the flaw. And that's how we learn. We paskin that woman is kiman demoha ledame. So think of this as a very positive thing, where she doesn't have the flaw. She doesn't have a mitzvah whose definition is removal of the flaw. And if you say, then how then will she understand the concept? The concept is be a co-creator, and within her body and her very definition is something that no man can do. I will never feel the closeness to Hashem that my wife felt, as she tells me, when she gave birth to our children. That is a remarkable gift. Comes with pain, also understood. But it is the definition of a concept that then takes both man and woman, father and mother, and says, now, Brit, be co-partners with me in perpetuating the Jewish world.